The Seattle City Council has unanimously approved an ordinance to limit the rent on some microhousing units or efficiency apartments. Yesterday's decision is an adjustment to a program that gives developers a tax break for offering some units to low-income renters. But some developers say it's going too far. Sarah Bernard reports.
Suzanne Jacobs just moved to Seattle from Boston and lives in one of the newest microhousing complexes in the city. It's just off Stoneway North in Fremont.
So this is just like some common area.
For Jacobs, who's usually had roommates, this is a steal. Sure, her apartment is pretty much a tiny bedroom, but then it's all hers.
Yeah, it's cozy. There's a little bathroom. And then I share a stove with the rest of the floor. Pretty much just everything I need. It's small, but I like it.
Jacobs pays $800 a month for her apartment, and that includes utilities. As Seattle rents go these days, that's pretty affordable. But Jacobs' building, like dozens of others across Seattle, participates in what's called the Multifamily Tax Exemption Program. That means building owners don't have to pay property taxes for 12 years, as long as 20% of their units meet low-income housing requirements. The city council's new ordinance could reduce the rent on 25% of these units, from around $1,000 a month to just over $600. Matt Horan owns a small business, Computer Love, on 12th Avenue in Capitol Hill. He says putting a limit on rent makes sense.
Yeah, it's going to look like Midtown Manhattan around here if you keep putting up these condos and you get one sort of tenant and that's the only person that can afford to live here. As a business owner, sure, I want people that are going to spend money in the neighborhood, but you know, at the same time, people need places to live.
But Smart Growth Seattle director Roger Valdez says this ordinance won't, in fact, help low-income renters. He says lowering rents this much reduces the incentive for developers to participate in the tax exemption program. As a result, there will be fewer low-income apartments on the market.
If they're going to lower it down to a level of $600 or $700, developers are going to say, I'm losing money on this, and it's no longer an incentive. So you're going to end up losing the affordability altogether. Council members are trying to pretend like they're doing rent control, but they're really not. In effect, they're just damaging a program that's pretty good and works well for everybody.
The city council says it's unclear how the new rules will impact the rental market, but they say they have to start somewhere. The council will reevaluate the tax exemption program at the end of the year. For KUOW, I'm Sarah Bernard.